Last time we were talking about the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin on the base. The Gemara quotes Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Achachamim whether a person can be yotze his mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah with his sukkah she'ula. Rabbi Eliezer holds that he can't. That just like a person on Yom Tov Rishon Shalchai can't be yotze belulav shel chaver, ulakachta lachem bayom harishon. Lachem means that it has to be yours. You can't be yotze b'shol. Rabbi Eliezer holds so too b'sukkah. It says chag asukkah stas l'chol shivas yamim l'chol l'meute she'ula, that you can't be yotze b'sukkah she'ula. But the Chachamim argue and they claim no, you can be yotze b'sukkah she'ula. Aye, it says l'chol. No, kol ha'ezach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkah tells me that kol Yisrael ruim leishu b'sukkah achas. Kol ha'ezach is a ribui that goes against l'chol, the mashmos of l'chol. Kol ha'ezach is mar b'sukkah she'ula. So that teaches me that you can be yotze b'sukkah she'ula. Not just Yom Tov Rishon, but the entire Yom Tov of Sukkot, Taslecha Shiva, Yom Tov, we're talking about all Shiva. But the Chacham say, Lecha is not Memai Shula, Kala Ezuch is Marbe Shula. So what does Lecha teach me? Lecha Lemeute Gzula. Okay, that's the Gimel. Lecha Lemeute Gzula. That everyone, even the Chachamim say, that even if you can be Yotze B'Sukkah Shula, but you can't be Yotze B'Sukkah Gzula. How does Kala Ezuch come to be Marbe Shula? So we spent a lot of time on Rashi and Tosis. I just want to add one more comment to Rashi. What did Rashi say? Rashi says the mashma suka achas l'chol yisro sheyeshu bo b'zeach hazeh the yevshe sheyeh l'chulon l'mati shavaprut l'chol chad elo al yidei she'elam. Rashi says that kol ha'ezer comes to be marbe she'ula because in the stumble we're talking about a suka that kol yisro is going to sit b'zeach hazeh, each one after the other. So we suggested that Rashi seems to be learning that the pasuk is talking about a suka katana. A sukkah gitana, because if it's talking about a sukkah gadola, why can't they sit together or bezeach hazeh? Why can't they own a shavah pruta of the sukkah? Just make the sukkah big enough to call Yisrael can sit in the sukkah. It'll be a very big sukkah. It's 600,000 people, so it'll be a big sukkah. But you know, some of the rebbe's sukkahs, they're pretty big. I don't know, 600,000, but right. So if a person can build their own sukkah, so let call Yisrael build their chelik of the sukkah, put some extra posts up, and everyone will be sitting in the same sukkah. So we thought that Rashi was assuming that it's a sukkah katana, that the smallest size sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. So for a sukkah of Zayin al Zayin, it's impossible that Kol Yisrael is going to sit there together. It's only that they would sit b'zeach hazeh. And without she'ela, they're not going to get a shavar pruta. They're not going to have bailus. Right? They're not going to have bailus. The only way to do it is through she'ela. So that shows you that even a sukkah she'ula is k'shera. And that's how Rashi learned. And Tosus was troubled. Why did Rashi need that? And he goes off on his own and gives his own pshat. And he had a whole discussion with him, Tosus. So there's an interesting comment some of the Achronim pick up on in this Rashi. Rashi is troubled. He says that they're not going to have a shavah pruta. Without she'ela, all of Klal Yisrael is not going to have a shavah pruta. Each person is not going to have a shavah pruta. And that's somehow a problem. That's not lacha. If he doesn't have a shavah pruta, so then it's not lacha. It's not yours. What's the problem if you don't have a shavah pruta? So let them not have a shavah pruta, but they still own something, right? If you have shutfim and each one owns less than a shavah pruta, what's it? They're not called bailim. Shutfim are not called bailim. Why? Why? If I own something, let's say, and then other people join me, or even simpler, let's say I own something, it goes down in value, and then it's worth less than a shavah pruta. So I don't own this. It's mutter to steal. It's mutter for you to steal that object from me. We know that it's also to steal even parchos m'shava pruta. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Gezeila, Hilchas Geneva writes that it's also to steal even parchos m'shava pruta. So clearly you can have a bailus on parchos m'shava pruta. If you don't have a bailus on parchos m'shava pruta, so why is it also to steal parchos m'shava pruta? I didn't steal something of yours, because parchos m'shava pruta is not really called yours. If I stole something that's a full shava pruta, then I stole something that really belongs to you. But parchos m'shava pruta, you don't really have a bailus on that. It's just betziruf. Everything else, you have a bailus on a shava pruta. So what's the issa? The issa of stealing parchos m'shava pruta? I'm not stealing anything of yours. What's the problem? Apparently, parchos m'shava pruta, there is a bailus on that. So if there is a bailus on that, what's Rashi saying? Like, you're not going to get... All of Klal Yisrael is not going to have a shava pruta without she'ela. So that shows you that even a sukkah she'ula is kosher. And let's say they're going to get less than a shava pruta. So you don't need she'ela. Each one will have parchos m'shava pruta. All of Klal Yisrael will have a... Each member of Klal Yisrael will have a bailus of parchos m'shava pruta. That also is a bailus of lecha. Why does Rashi say kolah ezach is marbe sheula? Because it's impossible for it to be lecha. It's impossible for it to be yours. It can be yours, but pachas b'shava pruta. Rashi says since they're not going to have a shava pruta, that's not really called a bailus. So that's called sheula, and then it must be that the sukkah. That sukkah she'ula is nisrabe. Why? Who says? Maybe a bailus of pachal shavuta taka is a bailus. So frek the minchas chinuch, I'll bring you a raya that pachal shavuta is called a bailus. From what? From dalaminim itself. Right, ulakachna lachem bayom arishon. We know that dalaminim might have to be lachem. Are all the dalaminim shavuta? Says the Minchas Chinuch, is the Arava a Shavaputa? Arava's not Shavaputa. You see, he didn't live in the 21st century. I think Arava's Bismanazah are much more than a Shavaputa. A set probably costs $3 or $4. That's more than a Shavaputa. But in the time of the Minchas Chinuch, it didn't cost a Shavaputa. So he said, Arava's not a Shavaputa. So how can it be Lochem? If you tell me that Lochem requires a Shavaputa, so how can Arava's be Lochem? Must be that you can have a bailus, even a pachas v'sharaputa. So what's Rashi talking about, he says? Rashi assumes that kol ezach must be marbe sukkah she'ula because you can't have a bailus on pachas v'sharaputa. V'ushteit, where does it say that you can't have a bailus on pachas v'sharaputa? From Dalet Minim, you see clearly that you have to have a bailus on pachas v'sharaputa, because if not, then you're not going to be otzei. You're not going to be otzei. Aravas are not a shavaputa, so it's not going to be lochem, so you're not going to be otzei. Must be that even on a bailus of pachas v'sharaputa, you can... call that lochem. That is called a bailus. If that's called a bailus, then who says kol ezach is coming to be marbe sheula? Who says it's coming to be marbe sheula? Maybe we're talking about b'chai gavna that they'll have. You know, everyone will have parusha pruta and they'll have lochem. So what's Rashi saying? So the Emek Brocha and some other achronim suggest that maybe Rashi's comment is limited to a bailus of shutfus. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, since a bailus of shutvus is pogum to begin with, it's deficient, it's not a complete bailus. You're sharing the object with someone else. It's not really a complete bailus. So for such a bailus, you need shavaputa. If that bailus is pogum not only in its echus, but in its kamus as well, if the bailus is pogum not only in the echus, in the quality, because there are multiple bailum over here, shutvus, but it's also pogam in the kamos that you don't even have a shavaputa, then that's not called a bailus. That's what Rashi is saying. When Rashi says that pachas shavaputa is not called a bailus, he doesn't mean to say that every pachas shavaputa is not a bailus. No, if you're the only one who owns the dalet minim, then even if they're pachas shavaputa, you are called a bailus. It is called lochem. Rashi is saying only in this context that we're talking about shutfis. Kol Yisrael are going to get together b'shutfus to own the sukkah, so that bailus to begin with is pogum. It's missing something in quality because it's a shared bailus. And if it's missing in shear as well, if it's missing in the quantity that you don't have a bailus, a shared bailus on shavaputa, your chelik of the bailus is also part of shavaputa. So your bailus is missing both the echos and the kamas, both in quality and in quantity. And Rashi holds it's not called lochem. It's only in this context that Rashi made his statement. So this could be similar to a different Rashi. But we find sometimes that even though Rashi claims that Pachal Shavaputa somehow is missing in Bailus, missing in a Din Momin, he doesn't mean always Pachal Shavaputa. He means in the context the Pachal Shavaputa is missing something. What do I mean? But Rashi later on in Daf Lamed Hey makes a similar statement that seems a little cryptic. In the sugya of Esrig, the Mishnah says that Esrig shall orlo is possible. Right? Esrig from the first 3 years of the tree, we know that it's also b'hana, you're not allowed to eat orlo, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from hana, from orlo. So Esrig shall orlo is possible for the mitzvah. So the Gemara and the Flamet Hei quotes Machlokas Samaroyim, why is it possible for the mitzvah? One says, l'fishein bo heter achila, ein bo heter achila, and you need a heter achila in order. Since the pasuk says lochem lokachtam lochem, it has to be haroi lochem lochol tzarchechem lochol darchei hanaasa. It has to be roi lachila. So if you're not allowed to eat orla, so then an esrog shel orla is possible for the mitzvah because ein bo het rachila. It's not lochem. The other amora says no. Lefisha ein bo din mamin. Ein bo din mamin. It's not because of a het rachila, but rather ein bo din mamin. Orla doesn't have a din mamin. It's asa ba'na, so it doesn't have a din mamin. Therefore, the esrog shel orla is possible for the mitzvah. What does it mean? Ein bo din mamin. So Rashi says she'enu shavet pruta, the isuri hanahu hilkoch lav shel lochem hu. Since it's isuri hanah, it's not worth a pruta. It's not worth a pruta. It's not worth a pruta. It's not called lechem. Isuria, no, not a shavet pruta. Okay, but so what? Why should that make it not lechem? Just because it's pachos from shavet pruta, pachos from shavet pruta, there can be a bialesin. Right? No, it's the same kasha. What? There's no bialesin pachos from shavet pruta. Why? It's pachos shavet pruta. It's missing in sheer moment, but I can have a bialesin pachos shavet pruta. If I own something and then it goes down in value until it's less than a shavet pruta, I still own that item. So what's Rashi saying? They're not worth anything significant. They're pachos shavet pruta. So therefore, they're not called lachem. They don't have a din mama. Why? But I can have a bialesin pachos shavet pruta. The answer probably is what Rashi means to say is that isuri hanah aren't worth anything at all. He doesn't mean to say ein shavet pruta. Here too, pachos shavet pruta. It's not because it's pachos shavet pruta that it's able din mama. It's a misnomer. Just like in our case, Rashi is saying pachos shavet pruta by shutfis doesn't have a bialesin. Rashi is saying here, it's not the pachos shavet pruta. It's that it doesn't have shabbos at all. You have to relearn the lashon of Rashi. Right? He's not. It's you can't be medayek in Rashi that because it's pachos shavet pruta. No, pachos shavet pruta here means it's not shove klum. Right? If it's yisurayla, it's not worth anything, and that's why it's not lochem. Because Rashi, of course, holds. Rashi admits that something that's less than a shavet pruta, there can be a bialus of lochem. What he means to say is that yisurei hana orlo v'chadome, they're not shove anything at all. Because they're not shove anything at all, then they don't have a din mama. They're not going to be considered lochem. Okay, so when you see a Rashi saying the parashat shavet pruta is not lochem, you have to understand it in the context. It's not. It doesn't mean that pachos shavet pruta doesn't have a bialus. It means in a given context, somehow this pachos shavet pruta is worse than usual. Either if it's mixed with a shutvis, it'll be worse than usual, or isuri hanah, it's pachos shavet pruta. It's even more than pachos shavet pruta, and that's why it's ein bo din mamon, and that's why it's also not going to be considered. Okay, this concludes lochem by sukkah and by lochem. Okay. Let's move on briefly to the next sukkah. I want to open up and do a little bit in the sugya, and then hopefully we'll complete it tomorrow. It's a very beautiful sugya. And that's the hemshech of the gemar, right? The Chachamim say that you can't be yotze b'sukha she'ula, so what's l'cha teaching me? L'ma'ute gezula. Right? That's the other chelik of the sugya. L'cha l'ma'ute gezula. So all the Rishonim ask, not really here, but on Daf Tes. We didn't do this sugya on Daf Tes because we finished the Zman before we could do the sugya. Now we did Daf Tes, Sukkah Yeshana, Yisrei Hanoah, Atzei Sukkah Asurim Kashir. We spent a lot of time on Daf Tes, and now a very beautiful Daf. But the very last Tosis on Daf Tes makes a very important statement about our Gemara. The very last Tosis on Daf Tes really is talking about our Gemara, but he happens to be talking about the Gemara on Daf Tes also. That's the same Drosha. We know there's a machlokas v'shamei v'tzila where the sukkah has to be lishma. You have to make the sukkah lishma. If you have a sukkah yeshana, let's say the sukkah was made not l'shem yomtiv. It's an old sukkah, it's not made within 30 days before yomtiv. Because if it's within 30 days before yomtiv, automatically, stama lishma. But let's say it was made before yomtiv. Stama, a hot. It was made l'shem tzel, but it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah. What's the din? V'shamei says that it's possible. Beis Shammai passes a sukkah yeshana because they hold that you need lishma. Chagas sukkas tas lecha shivas yamim, lecha lishma. Just like lecha l'shem chov, chavay tzitzis, tzitzis have to be made lishma, so too sukkah has to be made lishma. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says we don't learn lishma from chagas sukkas tas lecha, so what do we learn from lecha? L'me'ut egzula. That's really what the Gemara says. L'me'ut egzula. Beis Hillel learns lecha l'me'ut egzula. Comes to be memai sukkah gzula. This mamish the same drosha as the Chachamim in Agima. So Tosis says, what do you need l'cholam utei gezula? Teima teipaklei mishim da'avalei mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Sukkah gezula should be pasal not because of l'cha, but because it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. That should be enough to pasal sukkah gezula. Mehaita ve'paslina esr gagozul b'yamtiv sheni l'kaman b'resh lulav agozul. The Gemara in lulav agozul, we're going to get to the mitzvah Hashem. Gemara Daf Chav Tes Mevei says, yes, I know l'kach namchem b'yam arishon pasal zelulav agozul yamtiv rishon. And Yom Tov Sheni, since you only lochem, it's a lulav agozul and a lulav shel apostle. So why is a lulav? Since a lulav agozul, lulav hashol are not nismayed from lochem, because lochem only applies to Yom Rishon. So why is a lulav agozul apostle on Yom Tov Sheni? It's a simple answer: is that maybe lulav agozul is kosher Yom Tov Sheni. So some of the Amoraim, the Taka say it is kosher on Yom Tov Sheni. The kasha of the Gemara is kaposik v'tani lo shna Yom Tov Rishon lo shna Yom Tov Sheni. The Mishnah lulav hagozel at the beginning there just says lulav hagozel posel. It doesn't say dafka on Yom Tov Rishon. It sounds like even after Yom Tov Rishon, even chol hamoed, lulav hagozel is still posel. So why is it posel? The Gemara, it's a mitzvah b'avadeh. So in fact, Tosfos, why do you need lechol hamoed the gezula? Typically, it's a mitzvah b'avera. Sukkah gezula is a mitzvah b'avera. That's why it should be posel. What if lulav hagozel is possible because of mitzvah b'avera? So why do you need lachem? Even b'yom tefrishin it will be possible because of mitzvah b'avera. It says Tosfos, no. Mi uhasam ikalishmiy de itzuch l'me'ute shol. Lulav hagozel could be possible mishum mitzvah b'avera even on yom tefrishin. Why do I need lachem? Lahotzias hashol. But I still need lachem to tell me that lulav hashol is possible on yom tefrishin. Mitzvah b'avera is not going to pass a lulav shol because you didn't do an avera. Lulav hagozel could be possible mishum mitzvah b'avera even on yom tefrishin, but I still need lachem lahotzias hashol. So if sukkah shul is kosher, what do I need lecha for? If sukkah shul is kosher, and afkul midichsev kol ezav yisrael yeshiva sukkah is melamish kol yisrael ruin leishiva sukkah achas. So what do I need lecha for? Sukkah gezul is nismay mishum the havi mitzvah b'avera. Sukkah she'ula is not nismayit, it's kosher. So why do I need lecha? What's the Gemara saying? Lecha l'mute gezula. Typically, it's a mitzvah b'avera, and that's why sukkah gezula is possible. Because sukkah she'ula, I don't need lecha for. Kala ezrach is marba sukkah she'ula. So what's going on over here? That's Tosfos kasha. Yishlomer says Tosfos on that test. The time of the mitzvah haba b'avera lav d'raisa elamid rabbon. Wow. Tosfos says the din of mitzvah b'avera is only a din d'rabbana. So the chol l'mute gezula comes to teach me that there's a psul d'raisa in sukkah gezula. That's what l'cha is teaching. In achanami b'yom t'psheni that lulav hagozel is pasul mishum d'havi mitzvah b'avera. That's a psul d'rabbana. In Torah it's taka kosher. D'rabbana it's pasul. So comes l'cha by sukkah l'cha at chag ha'sukkah stas l'cha shivas yamim and tells me that a sukkah gezula is pasul min Torah. Because of lachon, the din of mitzvah b'aver would only pass on midrabbon. This is the chiddush of Tosfos here in Sukkah. Many of the other Rishonim give different answers to this kasha. They're clearly assuming that the din of mitzvah b'aver must be a din d'oraisa. It's a big chiddush of Tosfos. Tosfos is standing on his head because he finds the kasha so compelling. But the other Rishonim are not convinced that mitzvah b'aver is a din d'rabbon. Very difficult. And we'll see later, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see that it could be even Tosfos doesn't assume like that. Tosfos in the third parak in one place might assume that Mitzvah B'aver is a din d'oraisa. We'll have to be Miyashiv the Tosfos, and we'll get to the Mitzvah Hashem. In our travels, Mitzvah Hashem will get there, ultimately. The Ritva on Daf Tes offers other answers to Tosfos Kasha. He clearly is assuming that Mitzvah B'aver is a din d'oraisa. It's a psul d'oraisa. That's why he has to give other answers, because Tosfos' answer is not going to work. What does the Ritva say? What does the Ritva say? Tamiya Milson. This is a Ritva on Daf Tes. Halam alikra, typically the Havalei Mitzvah, Babavera, Kedamina, Bekorban uvalulav. Korban uvalulav. What does it mean, Korban uvalulav? So that's the Gemara in the third parak. Maybe some of you know the Gemara. We're going to see it in greater detail. But the din of Mitzvah, Babavera, is learned from a pasuk by Korban. Korban. Malachi. Pasuk says, Vabesim gozel v'yasafiseach v'yasacholim. The Novi is criticizing them, that they bring korbanos that are not good korbanos. You bring gozel and you bring piseach. You bring a lame. Gozel, not v'yasapesach. V'yasapiseach. Right? You bring a korban ha-gozel and you bring piseach. So the Gemara says, gozel dumya the piseach. Ma-piseach d'lesle takanta, gozel d'lesle takanta. The piseach, what's the problem with piseach? That's a mum in the korban. Some problem with the korban. So gozel is dumi to piseach, just like piseach. If a korban has a mum, it's possible. So gozel is also a mum in the korban. It's not because it's not lochem. No, it's dumi de pisayach. This a pagam in the chefetz. It's a din of mitzvah babaver. That's what the Gemara derives mitzvah babaver from that possible. So says the Ritva, you see that mitzvah babaver applies to korban and to lulav. So why shouldn't I apply it to sukkah too? Let's say that sukkah gezul is possible because it's a mitzvah babaver. Wouldn't you need lachafa? So tirtzu b'taisvus, zok the Ritva, the taisvus answers, the lekel emer mitzvah babaver ela b'davar habol iratzis ke korban v'lulav, avalo b'shai mitzvus. Anaya taisvus, this is not our taisvus. The Ritva quotes in the Bali taisvus, as some of you pointed out the footnotes. Footnotes in the Ritva, he says it's the Rabbeinu Peretz and Psochim, it's the Rashmi Shans and Psochim. There are other Balei Taisis. It's not our Taisis. That even if Mitzvah Babaver is it in the Raisa, but it's limited to something that's Bolu Ratzus, coming for a Ritzui, like a Korban, a Ritzui, a Reach Nichoa, coming to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. Right? To be Misrat, to be Miratzer oneself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Korban is certainly coming for Ritzui. Lulav, where's the Ritzui and Lulav? So they explain the Ritzui of Lulav is part of Tfila, Nanuim, it's coming for Ritzui, it's part of the Tfila. We'll see, it's not just, you know, a din derabbanan, that's a real chalik of the Lulav, that the Lulav is coming for Ritzui. We shake the Lulav in different directions to stop the Ruchos Rose, it's a part of a chalik of Tfila, it's a part of Halel, it's coming as a Ritzui. This says Taisis by Karban and Lulav and Dinah Mitzvah Babaver applies because these are Bolaratzas. Sukkah is a mitzvah, but it's not Bolaratzas. It's not a Dovashal Ritzu. It's not a mitzvah. So the Dinah Mitzvah Babaver, he says, shouldn't apply to Sukkah. That's the answer to the Kash. Not that Mitzvah Babaver is only a Psul Rabbana. No, it's a Psul Daraisa. But it's limited to something that's Bolaratzas, coming for Ritzu. Something that's not coming for Ritzu, it doesn't apply. So that's why you need the Pasuk Lecha to exclude a sukkah gezula, because the din of mitzvah babaver will not apply to sukkah since it's not boliratzis. But Taisus is troubled with that. He says lesser k'demuchav Yerushalmi psachim gabi matzah gezula. We'll see. The Yerushalmi psachim seems to assume the mitzvah babaver applies to matzah gezula. Matzah is not boliratzis. Matzah is like sukkah. It's not like lulav and karban. So what's the Yerushalmi assuming? We'll see the Yerushalmi. But that's his kasha, that if mitzvah babaver applies to matzah gezula, it sounds like mitzvah babaver is not limited to davar habol ratzos. It applies to other mitzvahs too, not just by lulav and karban and divrei ritzu. So the Ritva says maybe it goes like the Deis and Tanoim, that there's no psul of mitzvah babaver. Okay, we'll get to those Tanoim. We're not there yet. There are such amoroim. Excuse me, Shmuel, not Tanoim. Asach Amaron that assume there's no psula mitzvah babaver. It's difficult. So the Ritva at the end suggests the following answer. He says, Inami afilu lukulayam anami itzrich mishum de belulav as rachmana gozal v'shol v'chazina gabi suga de shara rachmana midichzim kol ezel b'yisrael malam shukha yisrael ruim leishu v'suka achas. By lulav, the Torah passels gozal en shol. But by sukkah, we know kol ha'ezrach is mar b'sho'ul, so we already have a riboy that sukkah is different than lulav regarding sho'ul. By lulav, both gozel and sho'ul on ismai, but by sukkah, kol ha'ezrach is mar b'sho'ul. So salka daitin, the huadin, the shor exula. I would think that sukkah exula should also be kosher. Once I have a riboy to be mar b'sho'ul, maybe the riboy tells me that there's no din of lachem at all, there's no din of lecha at all, and maybe gzula should also be kosher. Kamash malan lecha lemute gzula. Right? I would have a havamina, maybe gzula is also kosher. Aitz mitzvah babaveira. No, I would think that kala ezach is marbe shula en gzula. Tagadaitin the huad in the shara gzula of lachash mishim. Mitzvah babaver, kevin shena bolaratzas. I think gzula is not a problem. Why? Because by sukkah, since sukkah is a mitzvah, that's not bolaratzas. Maybe the psula mitzvah babaver doesn't apply. So I think once kol ezrach is marbe shu'ula, maybe gzula should also be nisrabe, because mitzvah babaver shouldn't apply if it's not a davar habolaratzas. Kamash malon lecha shalchol lemute gzula dafilu b'davar shena bolaratzas yikav b'shem mitzvah babaver. The Gezeres HaKosov of Lecha says the Ritva teaches me that the din of Mitzvah Babaver applies even to something that's not Balaratzas. That's goofa what the pasuk is teaching me. I would have thought Kola Ezra comes to be marbe even gzula, because once we see that the Torah is marbe shu'ula and it's different than lulav. Lulav is not only nismai gzula, but gozul, but even sha'ul. So once I see that sukkah shu'ula is kshayra, I think that even gozul is also kshayra. It's a mitzvah b'avera. No, I think that Kola Ezra comes to tell me that since sukkah is not boli ratzo, so that even a sukkah gzula should be kosher. That the din of mitzvah b'avera does apply to sukkah gzula. That's what the Kamash Vilan of Lecha, the din of mitzvah b'avera, applies even b'davar she'eino boli ratzos. This is the second answer to the mitzvah. Right? The first answer is that I need Lecha to be memai sukkah gzula, because I need Lecha to be memai sukkah gzula because mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply to sukkah gzula since it's not boli ratzos. And the second shot is no, sukkah gzula is possible because of mitzvah b'avera. But I need Lecha because I would have thought that since it's not boli ratzos, the psula mitzvah b'avera doesn't apply. Maybe we should put sukkah gzula together with sukkah she'ula. Kamashma, no, the psula mitzvah b'avera does apply even if it's not boli ratzos. And that's goofa learned from Lecha. Yes? No, the whole his point is that Lecha is mechadesh that mitzvah b'avera applies to sukkah. Because if you don't say that it's a psul of mitzvah b'avera, so then the question is, why do I need Lecha? If Lecha is a bazunder exeris hakosav, a separate exeris hakosav, so tepa klev, it's a mitzvah b'avera, it should be possible anyway without Lecha. So that's why he says, no, Lecha is coming to be marba that the psul of mitzvah b'avera applies even in this context. That's the whole chiddush of Lecha. It's not stam exeris hakosav, it's exeris hakosav that's mechadesh something. Right? He has to say that he's forced against the wall, because if not, then you don't need the Gzeres HaKosov. Just say it's a mitzvah b'aver, and that's why it's possible. He says, no, Lecha is mechadesh, this is a mitzvah b'aver. Because I'd assume if it's not b'al l'ratzos, then there's no psul. Kamash malon, that no, Lecha teaches me a new halacha. Wow. So it comes out, according to the Ritva in the second pshat, if I were to ask you, why is the sukkah gzula psula? According to the Chacham, why is it possible? What's the real reason? To mitzvah b'avera. But I just learned from Lecha that the psula of mitzvah b'avera even applies to a sukkah gzula. Because I think since it's not b'al ratzos, the psula of mitzvah b'avera shouldn't apply. Kamash malon, it does apply. Right? That's Lechora, the pshat in the Ritva. So this idea, some of the Achronim point out, this could be what Tosfos in a different context. Again, you can't ask the Tosfos in different mesechtos, because they're not necessarily edited by the same people. The Tosfos in Gittin, I don't have a Gemara Gittin. Someone have a Gemara Gittin? Let's see if I have the citation. I have the citation. Okay, so we don't have to read it inside, literally. There's a quartz or comment from Tosfos in Gittin. I hate to do this whenever we like pick out a line from the Tosfos totally out of context. We'll see, that Tosfos is actually a Tosfos that we're going to see later. In the third track, Daf Lamed. It's a big Tosfos, a re, Rabbi Tam, a whole thing. Right? It's, Gozel is a Lulav HaGozel puzzle after Yekoina, after Yush. Yush, who's Yush? Lulav HaGozel? Whatever. It's a whole other sugi. It's not really not for now. But there's a comment in that Tosfos, the Merg, which Mamish relates to our sugi. So I took the liberty to pick out a line of Tosfos. Apologize. Tosfos says the following comment. It's 10 words. Ubesukah lo be'ino mishalochem v'lo mifsalah al mishum dahavale mitzvah b'avaver. Sukkah, you don't need lochem by sukkah. How does Tosfos know you don't need lochem by sukkah? Kol ha'ezrach. Kol ha'ezrach is marbe even sukkah shu'ula, so of course you don't need lochem by sukkah. So why is sukkah b'zula pasul? It's a mitzvah b'avaver. That's what Tosfos says. What's the problem with Tosfos in Gittin? What's the problem? Yeah? Before you get there, a more basic kasha. It's a Gzeres HaKosav Lecha. The Gemara says it's learned from Lecha. It's not a mitzvah b'aver. The Rishonim asked, Tepuk Leh, it's a mitzvah b'aver. What do you need the Gzeres HaKosav for? So the Tosfos in Gittin turns everything on its head? Right? He's Amish turning everything on its head. He says, you don't need Lochem by Sukkah. Mistama he means sukkah shu'ula is kshayra. So sukkah gzula is possible. It's a mitzvah b'avera. Yeah, that's why sukkah gzula is possible. That's not what it says in my Gemara. Maybe in your Gemara. maybe you have a different version. Right? I don't know. With the new Gemaras, they have all these different girsos. Who knows? Maybe. I don't think so. Not this. It's not a mitzvah b'aver. It's not because of mitzvah b'aver. What's Tyson Gittin saying? It's tachpilei ployim. This is not my kasha. The Rashash asked this kasha. Rashash and Gittin. He says, how can Tyson say this? Tachpilei ployim. It's against the Gemara. L'cholimut exula. He says, so I want to answer. No. Tyson is learning like the Ritva in the second shot. Tyson Gittin is saying that l'cholimut exula. L'choy is saying to me that the psul of mitzvah b'aver applies even to sukkah gezula. You would have thought that mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply to sukkah. It's not boler ratzos. It's not like lulav and karban. So the psul of mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply. Kamashula and the gzeres hakosav l'cha. Not stam gzeres hakosav amma. The gzeres hakosav teaching me that mitzvah b'aver applies to sukkah. That's what the gzeres hakosav is teaching me, Moshe. That's what it's teaching me. That's why Tosfos Gittin says, why is the sukkah gezula psula? Mitzvah b'aver. Which is learned from Lecha, it's learned from the Gzeres HaKosa. That's what the Gzeres HaKosa is teaching me. You think that the Psul doesn't apply to Sukkah because it's not Balarat, it's Kamash Malam, the Psul of Mitzvah Bavera does apply to Sukkah Gezula. Okay, so these are three different approaches that we have to answer Tesis Kash. Why do I need a Gzeres HaKosa? V'cholamut Gzula, typically it's a Mitzvah Bavera. So either Mitzvah Bavera is only a Psul Rabbana, Tesis and Sukkah, of Tess. So we want to explain why it's a Psul Daraisa, so that's why we give the Gzeres HaKosa Lecha. Or mitzvah b'aver only applies by davar ha-boleratza, sukkah is not boleratza, that's the Ritva in his first answer. Or maybe Lecha teaches me that mitzvah b'aver does apply to sukkah gezula. The real psul of sukkah gezula is the din of mitzvah b'aver. I need the gzeres hakosav of Lecha, and sukkah is not boleratza, I need Lecha to teach me that the psul of mitzvah b'aver applies even to sukkah gezula.